Going into the season, the Knoxville Panthers knew they had a good defense. In 3 weeks, the Panthers have allowed just 58 yards on the ground and 177 total per game. Knoxville runs a 3-5 defense, which means three down linemen and five linebackers. It is essentially a 3-4 with an extra backer. Head coach and defensive coordinator Eric Keller says it starts up front by slanting the front depending on what the opponent does offensively.
We try to mess around a little bit. Depends on the team we play and what kind of stuff they want to run on offense. So we've got, you know, two DNs with Kyle and Blaze and Bodie and Zach that are pretty quick, and Ben Brewster's really quick. So we try to get some movement up front. So just a couple things we'll do is we'll slant our front, whether it's tendencies they have or just maybe there's a guy that we think we're maybe a little bit better than. So we'll slant them, and along with the slant, we might send, you know, one or two linebackers in the gaps that they just vacated.
Keller describes it as a spill defense. In other words, disrupt the opponent's flow to make it go side to side rather than straight ahead. When that has been accomplished, the linebackers come in and plug up any gaps so the opponents do not get any forward movement. Other aspect of the Panthers' defense in any week is reading keys. Certain backers have a responsibility of reading the guard. The middle linebacker will read the fullback and again fill the gaps vacated by the line to head off any cutback by a runner.
Our two stack linebackers will read the guards, and it's unless you get a coach who's really tricky or really aggressive, usually where they go, the play goes. So our middle backer will read the fullback usually. But our guys are so good at that. If they see a guard pulling, and we're just screaming, pull, and they sell out. They follow the guards, and we have responsibilities. So if I'm away from where the guard's pulling, you know, I gotta come in the backside just in case our other guys do their job and shut down the running back. He's gonna want to cut back to the inside. So we have our linebackers always on the back. So ready for any cutback by the running back. So it's all about gap responsibility.
If the front eight does their job, the defensive backs are not a part of the run defense. That said, when a team wants to pass, they need to be ready. Keller says Knoxville has different coverages and giving the opposing quarterback different looks and giving the Panthers the opportunity to make plays.
We switch up our coverage a lot. Our DBs are really, really smart. Coach Willoughby does a good job with them. I don't think we've run the same coverages once this whole year. Just each team brings something different, and you know, maybe we're man-to-man the whole time, or maybe we're man on one side and zone on the other. So it's nice to have those guys that can figure stuff out and understand formations. And, you know, Keegan Cox always puts us in the right spot when we see formation. And, you know, if they motion to something, we can check. So they definitely have their rules on their coverages, but not so much in the run game.
Keller is actually more of a 4-3 coordinator, but with less than desirable depth for the Panthers this year, the 3-5 is the way to go. He says the 3-5 defense can be disguised to look like a 5-3 by using stunning and blitz packages.
The nice thing about the 3-5 is you know, you can stunt and blitz and slide people up and make it look like a 5-3 in a second. So it's fun watching Iowa State. You know, they're a 3-2, 3-3 type of looking team, and they're nasty. They had unlucky break in their Iowa game, but, you know, I really enjoy watching them. But, yeah, you'll see it every once in a while in college, but high school, there's still quite a few teams who run it, and you just try to get your best athletes on the field that can go sideline to sideline.
And going side to side is what Knoxville ultimately wants to do with this defense. Flow or spill it one way, but still have guys on the opposite side when the back wants to reverse his field. And in most cases, in the first 3 weeks, the Panthers have done just that. One other question. What are the differences when playing a team that runs option? Keller says in any option system, one player has the quarterback, one the fullback, and another the pitch man. And regardless if he has the ball, you hit him. This week, the Panthers are not going to have to worry about option. Keller says the Chargers will run straight-ahead power game.
The power stuff like Sheraton is a little different. You know, we're not thinking too much about, you know, any option, and we're sticking our nose in there, and we'll probably scoot up a little bit this week and be close to the line of scrimmage. And when you got two 240-pound guards coming at you untouched, our linebackers got to be ready to take on blocks and be physical.
The Knoxville 3-5 defense has so far been tough to deal with for Fairfield, Sadell, and Centerville. Tonight, the Panthers take on a power run game of Sheraton to see if they can sweep their non-district games. For Football Friday Night on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.